This audio update is a project of the Ohio Soybean Farmers and their Soybean Checkoff.
Joining me is Mark Laux. And Mark, how do we start addressing when we start looking at the label? Do we look at the chemistry? How do we go about trying to fix where we are now, or at least recover from?
Right. Well, you know, a couple of things is making sure your bump rates, like if you're using glyphosate products in Roundup Ready beans or Liberty Link beans, you can go to the max rate on the label. You know, we spray a lot of big giant ragweed anyway across the state. So depending on whether it has already developed some resistance to glyphosate, you know, that determines what your recommendation is. But that's the first thing we recommend is go to max rates on those products. And I usually tell people if you don't really have glyphosate resistance issues, then just go with a full rate of glyphosate by itself and come back if you need to. And the same thing with Liberty. Liberty doesn't necessarily need a lot of help on big giant ragweed, but, you know, they can regrow or you can have ones that come up later. So beyond that, if you start to have some issues in Roundup Ready beans where you know your giant ragweed's lost some sensitivity to glyphosate, you definitely want to go full rate of glyphosate for all the other weeds that are out there anyway that are big, and then start adding, usually it's Flexstar or Cobra to that. And once it has resistance, you're going to have to go with a full rate of that and optimize your adjuvants.
As you take a look at that, any idea on some of these wet fields, how long it might take to dry to get in? Because, you know, with 70 and 80 degree days, if it's too wet, every day they're growing more.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. It's, you know, we desperately could use a spell of dry weather right now.
Any additional chemistry options that maybe we ought to consider, even if stuff's available on a limited basis, just to get some experience with under these circumstances?
And beans, we sort of run through some of our chemistry. So, you know, if we were starting from scratch, a mix of like a glyphosate with classic or a glyphosate with first rate would be really good, but we've burned out some of that. So we've lost some response to the classic and first rate, and in some cases the glyphosate. So there's just no magic bullet to sort of pull out there to do that. You're going to have to, you know, optimize rates and then start to think about tank mixes. You know, and there's always certain products you think, well, I'll throw this one in, and it really doesn't help you that much. So it's always a good time to really check the weed control guide and make sure you know what herbicides have good effectiveness on the weeds that you're dealing with, so you're not just putting something in there that's going to burn your beans without giving you the control that you need. That's contact activity like Flexstar Cobra here, really trying to get good coverage. But, you know, in the end, that may be the option that we have to use in some fields.
I've been visiting with Dr. Mark Laux. This audio update is a project of the Ohio Soybean Farmers and their Soybean Checkoff.